I thought we answered every big play with a big play, you know, all game long, you know, down four at the end of the first quarter. And we just kept answering. Every punch they threw, we answered. And then you said it, the momentum of the game swung early in the fourth quarter. And, you know, I think we showed that we grew up a little bit from some of those moments. And we answered every big play with a big play.
I joked about it in the first half about the number of three-pointers that were going for both ball clubs. It was anything you can do, I can do better.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We just kept going back and forth. It was, I mean, I had to really have conviction with our zone, you know, because it's not necessarily my nature, but they come out and they laser six threes the first half. We just kind of said we were going to stay with it. And I know they hit a few in the first half, but I thought our zone was really effective in the second half. They seemed confused. Again, our wings, I thought, did a great job, led by Dre, of just getting their hands on the ball. I thought we had a ton of tip passes all night long, and we just kind of kept them frustrated till the end.
One of the things about playing that defense for you is it also gives you the opportunity to learn how to play against it. They tried it defensively against you, and you were able to pull them out of it.
Yeah, and this is where, you know, it's so rewarding, because what I did in film was I gave the players a seat at the table, and I just said, let's all put our heads together, and you guys have a say of how we're going to beat this zone. And that was the best we've looked against their zone in 5 years. You know, to the players' credit, last game against them, we thought we needed to attack through the corners and short corner. This game, we said, let's get the ball to the middle. And I thought we did a good job, at least a better job than the last game, and kind of gotten a rhythm and got some confidence going. And then, you know, made enough free throws late to keep them at bay.
One of the things that helps out is that when you've got someone like Jack Wilson who can stretch the floor, Cole Kuhneron can stretch the floor for you, it keeps them from being able to really play well on the interior in a zone.
Yeah, Jack's really in a rhythm right now, playing with a lot of confidence, doing a lot of things beyond just scoring. I mean, he's rebounding the ball really well and protecting the rim. And yeah, and then you said it, I mean, you sprinkle in some Cole stretching the floor, and Tate, I thought Tate had a really good night, and you know, and Collins hit a three, and you get some of those contributions, then you start to become a real well-rounded team, which we've been, you know, searching for all year.
How about this? You win back-to-back road games after not having won any until the final 2 weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, you know, I think we're starting to blossom a little bit. And I told the players, I pulled it up on the video screen the other day of the results of us against Rural the last 5 years. We haven't beat them in 5 years. And I just said, you know, can we have a Manhattan team be tough enough to come over here and compete? I wasn't going to be worried about the result, but can we just compete? And I thought we did a great job of competing for 32 minutes and pulled one out.